Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
98 FM's all day big breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
New prizes.
The same glamour.
And the stinker spray tan.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's Matchy Matchy. It is your favourite game on the radio. We play it at 8:10 every morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. It's a lot of fun, a lot of glamour. All you've got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. Simply say the same three words to win yourself these prizes, as expertly presented by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Your kitchen is going to love you with this new double drawer air fryer. Ooh.
Then put down the burger because you're taking to the skies.
Check-in is open with this €500 flight voucher.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, how fabulous.
I know.
Double
the
doors.
Two amazing.
Oh, very good. There's two little
the two.
Very good. Okay, love that. And good morning to Stephanie and Ballyferman, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Stephanie, how are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Stephanie. You're on the way to work. What do you do?
A sales admin in a CCTV company.
Ooh. Keeping an eye on everyone now.
Big brother.
Big brother is watching.
Stephanie, if you win the flight voucher, where would you like to go?
I'm not too sure. We haven't had a holiday. We just had a baby this year. So
congratulations.
Thank you very much. So yeah, we'll go somewhere nice and hot next year maybe.
Lovely stuff. And Stephanie, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm thinking Rebecca.
Oh, I'm Rebecca going to the booth.
Off to
oh,
the
I missed it.
Booth.
Oh, thank you, I'm off.
Off you pop. How do you do when you listen along normally, Stephanie?
I only ever get two or one.
Okay, grand. Well, you're saving the three for the day that matters.
Hopefully.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy is milk.
Milk?
Milk.
Is it? Carton.
Your second word is spice.
Spice, is it? Bag.
And your third word is brain.
Breeze.
Okay, after milk, you've said carton. After spice, you've said bag. And after brain, you've said freeze. Stephanie and Ballyfermot, are we locking those in?
Yeah, lock them in.
We're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that?
Lovely in there. There was just a tanning mitt left.
Oh, lovely.
For me.
Great.
Just do a few touch ups, you know.
Do
yourself.
The old trick with the coat hanger.
Yes.
To get the back. Okay. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Stephanie in Ballyfermot this morning is milk.
Milk? Milk carton.
Your second word is spice.
Ooh. There are two very obvious options. Oh, I'm going to say spice bag.
And your third word is brain.
Brain? Brain. Brain freeze?
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Stephanie in Ballyfermot this morning?
No! Stephanie! Go away! No, I cannot believe it, Stephanie!
Oh my
congratulations!
God, you've done it again!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Stephanie, I was going to to say Spice Girls. I was like, is she going to say? Oh, I am so happy for you, Stephanie. You were born on my venture. Oh my God. Yes.
You've done it again.
Guys, no. I can't. I'm shocked.
I'm in shock. I was not expecting this.
Same. I'm shaking. Stephanie, you won a flight voucher.
What a weird word. I know. Brain
freeze.
Thank you so much.
A flight voucher and a double drawer air fryer is yours. So you are going on that family holiday, Stephanie. Congratulations.
I can't wait.
With your new baby. So exciting. Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Amazing stuff.
Oh, I was so nervous. I thought I was actually going to get brain freeze.
Stephanie, congrats. Rebecca, you've done it. Congratulations. Those prizes are all yours.
Gosh,
thank
guys.
You very much.
Stephanie, have a fabulous day.
Oh my God, I cannot believe
this
that.
This is a pattern. You get two quite close to each other.
Yeah, it's very strange, isn't it?
Mystic Reb is on fire.
She's defrosted in time for Halloween.
She sure is. Milk, carton, spice bag, and brain freeze have just won Stephanie in Ballyfermot as a flight voucher and a double drawer air fryer. Congratulations.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Tuesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. And on Friday, we are going to go to the polls in the presidential election. It is Catherine v. Heather. And here to tell us a little bit more about it in the days leading up to the end of this campaign is 98FM's political correspondent and host of Let Me Explain, Sean Defoe. How are you?
Morning. Good. Not too bad.
Thanks for coming in to chat to us this morning. What have you made of this campaign so far?
It's somehow been tremendously exciting and terribly dull at the same time.
It has, yeah.
Like, you had this big, massive, obviously, implosion of Jim Gavin's campaign, which was just fascinating for so many reasons and all the political implications that will have. And yet, at the same time, the last few weeks have kind of been a bit meh, and there's a lot of people looking, not really liking the sight of either candidate and not really sure what to do on Friday. So, been a weird campaign to cover, and we've heard so much from them. Like, I think last time there was maybe 3 debates, 4 at a push. We've had 7 debates so far. So I feel like I'm sick of hearing both of their voices.
A bit of presidential fatigue. You mentioned Jim Gavin there. Obviously, he's, you know, no longer in the running, but his name is still going to be on the ballot on Friday morning. What happens if, for example, people take the mick and they take his name and he ends up with the most amount of votes? What would happen in that case?
So what happens is he will become the president-elect. And it will be then entirely up to him and nobody else as to whether he accepts it or not. Yeah, that's it. Like, he... So if, for some reason, people did, he could become president. He could decide, even though hasn't been campaigning and whatever, he could say, actually, thank you very much. 7 years in the park sounds great.
I'll have it.
See you later. Yeah.
Okay.
Or he could turn it down. And if he turned it down, it would be a new election.
Yeah. Okay. We'd have to go again.
Okay. And everyone would have to start again and nominations would reopen.
And probably potentially have different candidates. Maybe the
could
same
have.
But others.
Yeah, could have. And it would be really interesting because a lot of people are saying they wanted Maria Steen or they wanted Gareth Sheridan or somebody else.
Yeah.
And it would be interesting to see whether the councils and TDs would change their mind and nominate a few more people. I'd say they probably would.
Fine Gael being accused of using Trump-style tactics with their video this week from Heather's camp towards Catherine's. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, so...
Kind of different?
A little bit different. Well, look, the presidential elections are always a bit vicious. We've always known this, and I've spoken to a few people who were thinking about running and who just said, I'd love to be president, I wouldn't love the campaign, because everything gets dragged up. And in this instance, it's the work that Catherine Connolly did when she was a barrister, when she represented banks, and she hasn't really clarified whether she represented them in repossession cases, whether houses were taken back from families as a result of her decisions. But obviously, she's made a big political thing about being for the people and that the banks were awful and austerity was awful, and a champion of people when it comes to their housing rights. So what Fine Gael is saying is there's a big hypocrisy here. On one hand, you're representing the banks in court. On the other hand, you're saying something very different in public. But Catherine Connolly would say that there's this sort of cab rank system, they call it, when it comes to the work barristers take on.
Yeah.
And that basically, if it is within your legal profession, property law, essentially in this case, you have to take on the cases that come to you regardless of who it is.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Michael D, obviously packing up at the moment, getting ready to leave. Known for his dogs over the years. Do we have any indication as to potential presidential pets?
Yes, Jim Gavin had a Jack Russell Terrier, I think it was, called Lucky. Didn't turn out to be that lucky,
well,
unfortunately.
Not that lucky, yeah.
Not lucky. Uh-huh. Heather has a miniature Yorkshire Terrier whose name escapes me, and she also has a rescue cat called Rusty.
Okay.
So they're two little small ones.
Yeah.
And Catherine Connolly has two cats.
Okay.
And I don't know, someone in her campaign said this to me and I don't know whether they're messing or not, but I asked their names and she said Cat 1 and Cat 2.
No way.
So I don't know, is that I want that to be true, so we'll say it's true.
Okay, so potentially Cat 1, Cat 2 in the Oris then. Counting's going to take place on Saturday. How quick do you think we'll get a result?
I think actually pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So ballots open 7 to 10 on Friday. Boxes open 9 o'clock on Saturday morning and the counting will get underway then. And last time, I think it was about 7 o'clock that we got a first count and Michael D was elected on the first count. That was obviously with seven candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So fewer this time around. So yeah. I'd say by 5 o'clock we should have a first count and probably, being realistic about it, a win and it over. That said, we'll probably know how this has gone early on, the tallies that go on in different count centres. So I'd say probably mid-morning on Saturday. If it is the landslide that the polls predicted last week, we'll know.
Okay, and what do you think the defining moment of this campaign will be in years to come?
Oh, it has to be Jim Gavin, doesn't it? You know, just he was such a respected man in Dublin and did so much for that Dublin team and the five in a row and all that sort of stuff and this big fanfare from Micheál Martin. And I was speaking to TDs who had met him and said, yeah, this guy's the business. And then it just, in the space of 24 hours, essentially totally imploded off with what was, let's be honest, a relatively minor issue and a relatively small amount of money in back rent. So I think when you're writing the headline for presidential election 2025, that's going to be it.
That'll be reeling in the ears. Sean Defoe, host of Let Me Explain and 90FM's political correspondent. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brendan.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.